Young adult author Adam Silvera spilled an ocean of teenage tears with his novel about a doomed romance between two boys. They Both Die at the End became a publishing blockbuster after its release in 2017, and a new prequel has hit the shelves this week. A warning, the story does mention suicide. Brandon Gates has more.
It's hard to overemphasize how moved, even upset, Adam Silvera's fans were when they read They Both Die at the End.
Why would you write this? Why would you write this book?
They took to TikTok, reacting to the book's ending in real time, weeping and wailing over the story about two teenagers who live in a dystopian New York City. Silvera says responding to the book's tragic ending online became, in some circles, a badge of honor.
Of course, there were all the videos of people crying as they read the ending of the novel because I kind of spoiled the ending with the title of the book, but people still go into it curious, like, oh, they can't possibly die at the end. I was like, all right, I mean, I warned you.
See, I already know I'm going to cry. I just want to see how bad I'm going to cry. So,
he never made it to the park.
Even though his young adult novel saw success when it first debuted in 2017, Silvera says he could not have predicted how extraordinarily popular it would become.
Now it's been on the New York Times bestseller list for 2 years, and it's spent 15 consecutive months at number one, which has never happened before, and that was all because of the word of mouth that began on TikTok.
With BookTok readers in their bedrooms, on their beds, enthusing to each other about this unlikely love story.
This is my favorite book. This just is. I can't express it. I'm obsessed with the boys. I just think that they're so cute. I love their relationship, and I love...
Because the main characters do not survive, Silvera had to come up with a prequel. His new book, The First to Die at the End, takes us back into that world.
You know, it allowed me to bring back the main characters who did indeed die at the end.
And it introduces new ones. This time, the heroes are 18. One has fled from Arizona to New York to escape his homophobic parents. He falls in love with a native New Yorker with a serious heart condition. Author Adam Silvera grew up in the South Bronx. He was a gay Puerto Rican kid who was in high school when his father walked out. His mother suffered from a heart condition, and the fear of her dying haunted him.
That's something that I've grown up watching my mom deal with. You know, there was a point where my mom was admitted into the hospital 13 times within a single year. And that was really frightening. And I was a kid.
Growing up under the shadow of 9/11 and in the aftermath of the AIDS epidemic, morbidity became a theme and a way for Silvera to write out his anxiety.
Death and fear and, you know, disease and mental illnesses, of which I have dealt with. You know, I'm someone who has like suicidal ideation. I have OCD. I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, which is not something I talk about very often. But, you know, I went through dialectical behavior therapy to help treat that.
Part of what kept Silvera going was his desire to see more people like himself, a queer Latino represented in literature. He wrote his first book at age 22, and now, 10 years later, he has authored at least half a dozen more. But Silvera says it was not always easy, getting rejected by publishers who wanted him to whitewash his stories, or simply were not interested in the intersectionality of ethnicity and queerness. Still, Silvera pushed, because he realized his voice would pave the way for even more diverse stories.
One person gets their book out, and it inspires five more readers who turn into writers, and then so on and so forth. And, you know, we're just continuing to get our voices out there.
That said, a few school districts in Florida and Texas have banned Silvera's first novel about a 16-year-old who considers going through a memory-altering procedure to forget he's gay. But that novel, as well as They Both Die at the End, are both set to be adapted for television soon. For NPR News, I'm Brandon Gates.
And if you or someone you know is in crisis, call or text the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Just those three digits, 988.